It's Papa Roach on Rock 100. This is Jerome here. It's your morning remedy. Good morning to you. We are joined in studio by Taylor McKeeman, who is fighting in Midwest Championship Fighting 14 in memoriam. That's happening Saturday, October 21st. DNN Event Center tickets available now. CageTix.com. You can also pick them up at the Russ Jones Law Office. Taylor, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Feeling really good. Excited to get it on next week.
Yeah, man. I could tell last night, stopping by the gym, everybody was training, everybody kind of keeping it loose, but still very intense training, getting ready for the fight. Now, this particular fight, you're fighting for the amateur belt, right?
Yep, the lightweight belt.
Yeah. So how are you feeling going into this fight as opposed to fights that maybe weren't for a belt?
Feeling really, really good. I know it sounds a little cliche, but this has honestly been the best fight camp I've ever had. I'm in the best shape of my life. I've been working super hard for months now, and I really think everything is just piecing together perfectly.
So you're not adding, you don't feel any added pressure or anything like that?
No, no pressure at all.
Right. Well, and a lot of, athletes who go into a situation where something like this is on the line, a lot of them say that they just try to treat it like any other, because you put that pressure on yourself. That's when you start making mistakes and screwing up and trying to do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. It's funny because we pretty much fight every day. We spar every day. So it's really nothing different. You're mm-hmm. just changing the size of the glove, and you don't think of your opponent as a teammate. It's really no different. It's just like every other day.
Now, you're saying you don't think of your opponent as a teammate. So, for those who haven't fought and stuff, that might seem like, oh, yeah, that's an obvious thing that you wouldn't think of your opponent as a teammate. But is it hard to make that switch? Because, like you said, you're sparring every day. You're sparring with these people who are your teammates. They're your friends. Is it hard to make that switch for you?
No, it's not at all. This guy is standing in the way of my dreams, and he's trying to hurt me. So it's probably one of the most easiest transitions I can make.
Just hit a little harder.
Yeah.
Than you normally do.
Yeah.
So going into the fight here on October 21st, you're going to have friends, family, that kind of thing. Any added pressure there?
No. They've been to almost every one of my fights. It's nice having them there. It almost takes the pressure off, mm-hmm. I think, having people there.
Yeah. Well, and certainly knowing people, you want to put on a good show for them. But like, for sure, like we talked about, you can't really let that enter your mind. So when you're walking into the cage for yourself, like you said, there's a guy standing in front of you. He was trying to hurt you, trying to stand in front of your dreams. What goes through your mind when you're stepping in the cage? What's your mindset, how you get ready from being just this guy here to that guy in there?
I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I have just thousands of things going on in my head. It's probably one of the most amazing feelings I've ever felt in my life. I really honestly think you'll never get a better high than you do fighting MMA.
Really?
It's absolutely insane. It's definitely in a get a big adrenaline dump after you're done. I just think about what I really want in life and what I need to do to accomplish it. And that kind of just turns my kill mode on, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm.
Just amidst all the chaos, extreme focus.
Yep.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. So you're talking about your hopes and your dreams. So what are those?
I want to be a UFC champion someday. I don't want to just make it to the UFC. I don't want to just fight a couple fights and then be done and retire. I want to be a UFC champion. And that's my lifelong goal. Mm-hmm. I want to become pro here soon. I want to keep winning fights, and I want to make that happen.
So, and I asked Cam this earlier when he was in, and I wanted to get your take on it. We've got quite a few fighters here in the area. All of them really actually pretty good. What do you think makes, all the fighters around here so good?
I'd like to just dump all that success off to our coaches right now. Yeah, Ryan McDonald, Braden mm-hmm. Erdman, Adam Lee. They're absolutely phenomenal coaches, and they really do their research. They really study. they live, breathe in the sport, and I really think that's what makes us so successful is the hard work they put in, and we all see them working so hard, and it just drives us that much better, makes us hungry.
So you got the weigh-ins coming up here. Those are the night before the fight, so you have to make a certain weight.
Yep.
And then, you know, after that, not all bets are off, but you're allowed to eat again.
Yep.
So, definitely. So what weight do you think you might be entering the cage at?
Oh, man, I don't know. I really have a set meals that I eat after weigh-ins, and I usually don't pig out until after my fight.
Mm-hmm.
Which allows me to be able to perform the best I can during my fight.
Yeah.
But usually the night of my fight, I'm weighing around 182, 183.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Now with the fight being at Pals, you've done weigh-ins before where they're at bars and restaurants and things like that.
Yep.
Does it just suck? I know you're tempted. I know you probably don't eat the pizza or whatever that's available because you do have to make weight and you got to eat clean and stuff. But how bad does it suck to be in an environment like that and you have to watch everybody else enjoy it, but you can't?
It does. But it just makes the success that much sweeter.
Yeah.
It makes fight night that much sweeter.
So you go after the fight.
Yep, definitely. For sure.
So what's your normal after fight pig out meal?
Usually pasta. I think the team and I are going to go to Luigi's after, and we're going to pick out on some spaghetti and stuff and some bread and just carb load like crazy. So that's the plan as of right now.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense too. Yeah. And I mean, pretty good pasta there.
Oh, it's delicious.
Absolutely. So what we got the fight here on the 21st, obviously. And then after that, you pig out on pasta. And then what are your plans? Do you have anything else that you can talk about down the road that you want to let listeners know about that's coming up?
Actually, I'm not sure. I'm just kind of taking this one fight at a time. I know there's a couple of promotions out there. I'm the number one contender for a couple of promotions now. And there's going to be more belts coming my way.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Just taking it one fight at a time.
So you've worked really hard to get to this point, obviously. You know, number one contender in different promotions. You're fighting for a belt in just over a week. You don't seem to me to be like a real cocky kind of dude. You know, how do you keep from letting your head get so big with all these accolades?
I don't know. I guess I just wasn't raised that way. I'm a pretty humble dude, and I feel like the moment I get cocky is going to be the downfall of me, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So I think it's better to be humble and be nice to the people around you than it is to be just a just a jerk.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Well, there is a difference between cocky and confident, I think.
Definitely. Yes, yeah. There is a difference. Yeah. There's a big difference.
Because, I mean, you carry yourself as very confident going into the fight, but certainly not cocky at all.
Exactly. So, yep.
Right on. And, well, you can see Taylor fight for the belt for the amateur title, Midwest Championship Fighting 14 in Memoriam, happening at the DNN Event Center Saturday, October 21st. Doors open at 6. Fights start at 7:30. Get your tickets now. CageTix.com. If you're in the North Platte area, easiest thing to do, run down to Russ Jones' law office. Pick up your tickets there. Taylor, thanks so much for coming in, and I'll be out at the weigh-in, so I'll see you then, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.